Hello and welcome again to Daily Inspiration Time. Brother Jeff Chapman in Tennessee, wishing you a blessed day and just trusting that your love for God has grown and that you are walking in the truth. I would like to go in our Bible to the book of James today. I want to challenge you with a few verses in dealing with trials and tests and temptations. We're all tried, we're all tested, and we're all tempted. The good news is we do not have to sin. We do not have to get bitter. We do not have to blame. We can learn to trust God no matter what, and give every situation to God a full surrender so that he will work it together for his good and his glory and our good that brings him glory. The chapter 1 of James, verse 2, my brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. So he's speaking to you and me. I'm going to take this, my brethren, as all Christians then and now. Some may argue, but that's okay. That's what we're going to just think of it like that. When he says, my brethren, he's speaking to not only them then, but he's talking to us now. And he says, count it all joy. Now that phrase, all joy, kind of catches my thoughts. All joy. Count it all joy. It's a good thing. All joy. When you fall in to... We didn't walk into it. We didn't run into it. Here he says you fell into it. So there are tests and there are temptations, there are trials that when they happen, you're supposed to be joyful with all your enthusiasm and thanks and glory to God and say, wow, what is this opportunity? I was in a really bad situation years ago, and I needed prayer. I needed help. I was really in a terrible situation. And a friend of mine that I knew loved the Lord and loved to pray and was always an encouragement to me, I called him to let him know my trial. And he said, brother, you ought to be excited because you're a candidate for a miracle. And I thought, wow, at first it kind of offended me. But as I thought about it, that's true. You won't be a candidate for a miracle when you're just sitting on the mountaintop enjoying all the good things and you've got seven sweets and seven sours and nobody hates you and your wife's happy and your children are all serving God. Who couldn't just be content there? But, oh, my friend, things happen. The rug gets pulled out. The transmission goes out. People sin. People break each other's hearts. People die. People get robbed. People get hurt. People get raped. There's terrible things that happen in this life. And the Bible's telling us, we don't just take it in stride and say whatever will be, but we are to use this as an opportunity. And it says that when you're tested and you're tried in verse 3, it works something called patience. I need more patience. You need more patience. So when God sends these things, or shall I say he allows them, then we learn. We learn. And it says, if you'll let patience work, in verse 4, you'll be perfect. Matthew 5:48 says to be perfect. You want to be perfect? You're going to have to learn to work through and with your trials. Romans 8, verse 28 says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and are called according to his purpose. I'm going to leave you with those thoughts of rejoicing and being thankful in the midst of your trials. You have a blessed day.